Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Pei Ches, and today's daf is sponsored in memory of Yosef ben Avram Halevi Shachna by the Gittelman family. We thank them for the sponsorship, again in memory of Yosef ben Avram Halevi Shachna. Okay, we are on Pei Zayin Amud Beis. We just read the Mishnah, which is 2 hours from yesterday that I did not get to mention. First, we're talking about a lot of issues of Medida, what has to be exact, what doesn't have to be exact. Flour and oil, and we mentioned that it's the Maisa Medida, it's the mitzvah, it's not just about the result, similar to what we mentioned from Eglai Rufa, but there is an important difference, we know in Halacha, between Medida, that I'm just doing Stam Medida, and Medida Shel Mitzvah, these are all Medidos Shel Mitzvah, and that of course is on Shabbos. On Shabbos, and this is Durabanan. Again, it might not apply in the base of Mikdash, if we apply Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, and all these measurements, if there is a case of a mincha that would have to be chovas hazman. Again, most minchas are nedava or chote, and they do not have to be brought on Shabbos. The minchas chavitin, right, is brought every single day and has to be measured. But again, that gets into medidah shel mitzvahs. In the Beis HaMikdash, everything is mutter. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, we know that Chazal asered measuring on Shabbos and Yontif if it is not l'shei mitzvah. Included in the larger discussion of mekach u'memkar, but that's what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes in Perachav Tes. Asru Chazal Limdod Velishkol B'Shabbos V'Yantif. Chazal Asard, measuring because of the ultimate Isser is a Chshash Ksiva. Usually after I measure something, I write it down. Others say Uvdin Dechol, a weekday activity. But either way, Chazal Asard, any type of measuring or weighing. Afilu B'Kli She'eno Miyuchal Limdod Bo. Even using a Kli that I don't usually measure with, that is the problem. Basically, there's a nohei beinim modeid b'shokel l'tzorach mekach u'memkar beinim osa kein b'li kol kasher in mekach u'memkar eloshimish atzmi. I just want to measure something. Kigon l'tzorach hachanis ma'achal b'shabbos. O kedei ladas is kamuta kemach shutzorach lafia teuga b'yamtif. Right, whatever it is, if it's not directly l'tzorach mitzvah, it would be a problem. Again, some of those might be maybe it's l'tzorach mitzvah. So again, let's say somebody's measuring a certain ingredient to put into a mixture that one is making on Shabbos and Yontif. So, the Poskim say, it could be Litzorach Mitzvah, maybe don't be so exact. Don't be so exact, take a little bit more, a little bit less, so it's not exactly exact, and that it would be okay. And then there are many examples given in the Shmir Shabbos here, measuring somebody's weight, measuring somebody's height, but then the Shmir Shabbos says, Mutter Limdod Lishkol Litzorach Mitzvah. Litzorach Mitzvah, one is allowed. And v'lachein, mutar limdod gavia imam namachzik kashir hadarsh l'kiddush v'avdala. I'm going to measure a coast to make sure it has enough for kiddush and avdala. Mutar lishkol is kamut hamatzah sha'alav le'echol l'matzos b'lal seder. Measuring the matzah. Mutar limdod shir tchum Shabbos. T'haynu alpayim amma min abayis achron shel ha'ir. V'chayotzi bazeh. V'kol makam tov la'asot kol zeh mibod yom. If you can do this mibod yom beforehand, fine. But if not, one can do it on Shabbos. Or measuring medicine, that's also considered l'sorach mitzvah. In a situation where the chola can take medicine on Shabbos, one's in the category of a chola she'ein bo sakana, or worse, then taking medicine is mutter. So that's also considered l'sorach mitzvah. Mutter limdor v'lishkol l'tzorach chola, v'lachin mutter limdor v'lishkol is kamuta ochel, l'tzorach chola, she'zorach lechol b'yom ha'kipurim, mutter limdor is a chom, one's allowed to take temperature, as long as it's not an electronic thermometer, mutter l'sham l'tzorach chola b'shom psika, stopper, timer, the chulu, and that is discussed here. But again, this has to do with the Kohen Gadol, which we would have to do these measurements in terms of the menachas that have to be brought on Shabbos. So then that would be okay. Even, I mean, obviously this is done in the Beis HaMikdash, but that would be a medida shel mitzvah. One other point, just yesterday's daf reminded me of towards the end when Rabbi Chama asked Rav Chisda, "Bameh mechalkan biyad o bekli?" Right? How was the chiluk done? With a hand or with a kli? There is one other way to do the chiluk. It's never happened before except once in history. But the malachim getting involved. Right? If you remember the Rashi at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu in Perachav Dalet, where we have Mayim Min Har Sinai take two, right? After Yisro was take one, Mishpatim is take two. So Moshe Rabbeinu takes some karbanos, and he takes the Na'arei B'nei Yisrael, who were the Bechoros, and he's makrev olos, vayizvachus vachem shlamim, lashem parim, vayikach Moshe chatzi adam, he takes half the blood of the karbanos, vayasem baganos, he puts them in the little kalim, and chatzi adam, he zorek on the mizbeach. And the other half of the dam, he waits, b'nei kosei nasav anishma, and then he zorek the dam on the am. So it says Moshe takes half the dam. So he asks Rashi, michilka, who split it? It doesn't say explicitly in the pasuk that Moshe split it. It says he had the karbanos, and he takes half the blood. So ask Rashi, quoting Chazal, who split it? I wonder who split it. I would have said, Moshe split it. So Michalako, ba malach, malach ba vechilako. A malach came down from Shemayim and split the blood. Or the Sifse Chachamim, mi deloksiv mikodem shechilko lachatsoen. Doesn't say Moshe split it. So that's why you have to say a malach came and split it. Why can't we just assume that the Torah doesn't say it, but Moshe split it? What's the message of a malach coming down and splitting it? Again, our Gemara says yad or kli. Yad meaning less exact. Right, maybe malach is the exact opposite. You want to be perfectly exact. So the malach comes and splits it. So that's what we mentioned in the past from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner writes that what is this dam symbolizing? Half of the dam is sprinkled on the mizbeach. Half of the dam is sprinkled on the am. This is ben adam l'makom and ben adam l'chavero. And at Maimon Har Sinai, at Kabbalah Satorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us that there are two equal parts in our Avodas Hashem. Unless one ever think that one is more important than the other one, a malach came down and split the dam to show us that there's exact shivyon and one can't take one side of one's avoda more important than the other. But malach the chilko, and he adds the amazing line that Rabbi Yisrael Meir Cohen from Radin wasn't amazing because he wrote the Mishnah Brura all about Ben Adam Malchom. It wasn't amazing because he wrote the Shvir Salashin and Chavetz Chaim. Which is all about Ben Adam Bachavero. But what made his real gavlus is that the same author penned both books. That the Mishnah Brura and the Shvir Salashar both came from Chavetz Chaim, Yisrael Meir HaKohen, that was his gavlus because he understood Bom Malach Vechilako. A Malach came down and split it, because it has to be ultimately exact. Right? Unlike our discussion here, where the question was, Bamem Mechalkon Lechalos, how do you split it? Biyad or Bakli? The Chavite Kohen Gadol. And we have the Machlokas, remember the Rambam and the Ravid, about when they were split, and other issues as well. Okay, let's get in back into the second Mishnah. So the Perek started yesterday, talking about the two dry measures, Shtei Midos Shel Yavesh, and then the Mishnah mentioned the seven Midos of Lach. The Midos of Lach that were in the Mikdash. So Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa, again, we read the Mishnah yesterday, the Braisa parallels what the Mishnah says, but adds on a little bit. Tana Rabbanan, Sheven Midos Shalach, Hayiba Mikdash, there were seven Midos of Lach. Revias Log, Vechatzi Log, Velog. Those three. Verevias Ahin, Vishlisha Sahin, Vechatzi Hin, Vehin, Deve Rebbe Yehuda. Right, that's like what our Mishnah has. Right, the seven Midos. Rebbe Meir says, Hin v'chatzi hin v'shlisha sahin u'reviyah sahin v'log v'chatzi log u'reviyah slog. So if you look closely, that's the exact same list. It's just an opposite order. Opposite order, going up to down or down to up. Right, where Meir goes up to down, and Rabbi Yehuda's goes from smallest to largest. So what is that machlokas about? We'll have to see. The Gemara will have a couple of options. What is the machlokas? Rabbi Shimon Omer, as Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, Lo hayasham hin. There was no hin measurement. V'chi ma haya hin mishamesh. Because after all, what do you need it for? What do you need it for? Meaning what? The hin was only used once in history. The hin was used by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah describes in Shmos, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chav Dalid, that Moshe Rabbeinu used it once when Moshe was commanded to make the Shemen HaMishcha. Hashem says to Moshe, in Kisisa, v'yatakach lecha b'samim rosh, take b'samim, mor deror chamesh meos, kinman besa machatiso chamishim u'masayim, kinei bosem chamishim u'masayim, take all these ingredients, v'kida chamesh meos b'shek lakodesh, v'shemen zayis, hin, take a hin of oil mixed with all these ingredients, v'yasisa oso shemen mishchas kodesh, you'll make the oil, Rokach merkachas maasei rokeach shemen mishchas kodesh yihyeh. You'll mix it up very well, and you will use it for the needs that you are going to use it for. What are those needs? The Torah continues. Umashachta bo es ohal moed ves aron ha'edus ves hashulchan ves kol kelav ves haminor ves kol kelav ves mizbach haktores mizbach haola kol kelav vekidashto osam vekodesh kodeshim and ves aron ves banav timshach also the kohanim. Right? Moshe was going to use the Shemen and Mishkat to sanctify the Kalim and sanctify the Kohanim. Kolan Agei Ben Mikdash. V'kidash osam l'chayin li. V'mnei Yisrael Zabei Limar. V'chulu. Oh, this is important. Let's just read the last pasuk also. V'albnei Yisrael Zabei Limar. Shemen Mishkat Kodesh Yihye Zeli L'darosechem. Tell B'nai Yisrael that this Shemen will be for me forever. Shemen Mishkat Kodesh Yihye Zeli L'darosechem. Al-Basar Adam lo Yisach, uv-maskuto lo sasu kamohu, right? You're not allowed to smear it onto any person's flesh for no reason, and you're not allowed to make it. Uv-maskuto lo sasu kamohu, kodeshu, kodesh yielachem. Isha shiirka kamohu, vashitim enu al-zar, v'nichbas me'amah. If anybody makes it, then it is an iser karis. Good. So the parsha started off by saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yasisa oso. And later on in the parsha it says, is there a mitzvah l'doros to make the Shemen HaMishcha? It says Moshe Rabbeinu, make it, and then it says, B'nai Yisrael, keep it. Doesn't say dafka, make it. There's an iser that for sure applies forever. The los aseh applies forever. But what about the aseh? So if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, again paralleling the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he counts a mitzvah aseh. The Rama Mitzvah Lamed Hey counts a mitzvah asay of Shemen HaMishcha. And the question is, as we will see, where does that mitzvah asay come from if it only happened one time in history? Right? The Ramam counts, just to read it, and then we'll come back to this a little bit later. Father Hashem. Mitzvah Lamed Hey. Shetzivanu, but look at his lashon. Sheyihye lanu shemen asui al hamatkonet hamyuchedet. Muchan limshoch bo kol kohen gadol sheyismana. The mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam formulates it as, we are commanded that we should have oil made in the proper way to use for any Kohen Gadol that's going to need anointing. Kamosha Amar, v'hakohen ha-gadol me'achav ha-shi'itzak ha-vashor shemen ha-mishcha, v'chein yimshu b'chu bo k'sas melachim, kamosha yizbayer, v'kvar nimshach bo ha-mishkan v'kol kelav. So, if you have a Kohen Gadol, if you have a melech, and the Rambam says it was used for the Mishkan and the Kalim. V'lo yimshichu bo ha-kalim l'doros ki bebir amr sifri shebim mishichasan shele'elu klomar klei ha-mishkan huktashu kol ha-kalim la'asilavo. You don't have to do it again. It was all already said in Amar Yisalav Yisbarach Shemo Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yiezeli l'doros echem, as the Rambam describes it. So that is the mitzvah, the Rambam says, of having the Shemen HaMishcha. So what about making the Shemen HaMishcha? Again, the Rambam describes this in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam, this mitzvah Lamed Hey is in Klei HaMikdash and elsewhere. But again, we'll get back to that, by the Shem, in a few minutes. Let's just continue, because it's going to come up again in today's daf. Okay, I'm going to look at this after. Okay, continues the Gemara. So Reb Shimon says, what was it used for? What do you need the hin in the base of Mikdash for? It was never used again. It was used once in history, the hin amount. It's mi avit tachtav. So what should I use? What should I be, to be mashlim the seven midos? Reb Shimon says, what should I put in? Elamida yaseira shalug umechsa yisosham. There was a lugumechsa kli. Sheboha yamodi lechavite kohen gadol. That's what we use for the chavite kohen gadol. Lugumechsa baboker, lugumechsa bein harabayim. Right, 1.5 lug in the morning to mix with the 6 challahs, and 1.5 in the afternoon. Right, we mentioned earlier what happens if the kohen gadol dies in the middle of the day. What do you bring? You have to bring a holy sarin in the morning. Is the oil doubled? Is the frankincense doubled? Right, that was discussed at the end of Perakat Chelas. Amru lo, but they say back to Rabbi Shimon, chatzi loga isasham. What do you have to have a separate kli of 1.5 log? You have the half a log kli, the efshar l'shayar b'chatzi log. Just use the chatzi log in order to measure 1.5. Just do it 3 times. Amr lohem, afle devechem, chatzi log. Take out the next word. Lo yaseh revias isasham. What do you mean? So just keep asking. What do you need the chatzi log measure for? Just use the revias log. The efshar l'shayar b'revias. So keep going less and less. Ella zechlau hayav mikdash kli shemeshamish bidazu and meshamish bidacheres. Right? No, the rule is if you have a kli that you could use for a certain amount, you don't try to get 2 of the smaller kalim in order to combine for the larger shear. Rashi on the 3rd line, Ella lefichach lo hayav mishar lechavitin b'shlosha chatzoy log v'lo lechatzi b'rivias. The zechlau hayav mikdash. Right? This was the klal. You never do You never use smaller ones. How did the Rabbanan answer? How did the Rabbanan answer Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbanan say, we have a half a log, so just use that. And he says to them, so why don't you use the revius of the log? So what would they answer back? So Tosfos on the top says, Rabbanan Savri de lo dami, don't compare to Bemida Shalugo Mechza Lotzricha El Lachavitin. Right, that's a one-time thing. You hardly ever need the logo mechza. You need it for one thing, so you could use the half a log instead. Avachatzi log, Tzarech Mili Tuva. Lasota Latoda U Liminora. So the Chatzi log was very commonly used, and that's why it was different. That's why it would be used. The Brisker Rav also here talks about the Lugu Mechza was a din in having, you know, a half of a measure. So maybe that's different than items that you need a Chatzi log to begin with. Maybe it's a different type of measuring, and he gets into maybe something more fundamental to answer for the Rabbanan. Not just that it's more, it's common that you use the half a log rather than the one and a half a log, but there's something different about the measuring using the Chatzi log and the ultimate measuring of the one and a half. The one and a half might be more result-oriented, just to use terms that we used yesterday. Might be more result-oriented, so even if you use three halves, that's okay. But the Chatzi log one, that's Maisa. Maisa Medita. And Maisa Medita, you might have to have the exact kli, and therefore Chatzi would be used and not just the Revius one. Okay. Says the Gemara continuing. Rabbi Lazar, Bartolik, Gomashaz, Yibahin, Vechulu. So, getting back to the Brisa. Ma'ika Be'im Rabbi Rabbi Huda. What's the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda and the Brisa, who had the same exact Kalim, but just mentioned them in opposite order? Ascending or descending order? What's the difference? Right? Why does Rabbi Yehuda have it in ascending order, and the mayor has it in descending order? So, two answers. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Beirutze Midos Ika Beinayu. What about the, what's above the rim? What's above the rim? The overflow. Rashi explains here that right when you pour it into one kli, you could then, if you pour it into another kli quickly, so then the overflow would be caught in the lower kli. If you didn't, then it would just spill off. So, Beirutze Midos Ika Beinayu. The nafkamina, but between them, is the overflow. See Rashi again on top on the fifth line. Beirutze Midos. The Kishimamalin es a kli biyoser. When we fill up the kli, overflow over the rim. No filmen amashke shebesochol odofani a kli elef ha'elech. It starts falling onto the sides of the kli. Ukishema arinoso mehira lato kli acher. And when we pour it into another kli quickly, no fill imamashke latocho. It goes in. Vimlav, if you don't pour it right away, no fill la'aretz. So that's the chilek. Does that... Are those Beirutzim, does that have Kedusha? Again, if it goes, if you're going in ascending order, that means it would be because you'd pour it into another Kli, going Mimata Lamala, Rashi explains, Beirutzim Midos Niskachu, right, and therefore you pour it into a bigger Kli, and that's what's alluded to in the ascending order, and Rabbi Meir would say the opposite. So Rabbi Yochanan says again, the Gemara, Beirutzim Midos Ikiminayo, Lamada Mimata Lamala, according to the one who says you go up, look Kasavar, he's telling you why Beirutzim Midos Niskachu, Beirutzim Midos had Kedusha, and therefore you would pour it, let's say, into a bigger kli, which would catch the Beirutzim, and that would be included in the shear. For Revius, Yavle Rachmana Lamoshe, Revius, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu what a Revius is, Rashi as in Lamoshe Misinai, right? Moshe Rabbeinu got the Revius, and from that, he had to measure a half, a whole, etc. This is a Revius halog. So, for Amalei Sha'er to Ka'aili Luhu Birutzin, measure in a way, going from smaller to bigger, allowing the Beirutzin to go into the Kli. And Lamanta Amar Mimala Lamata, according to the one that says you go from up to down, meaning the Rabbi Meir, Ksavar Beirutzin Midas Lonis Kachu, Vehin Yov Le'erachman Lamoshe, the opposite. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to figure out the other sizes. Moshe, Hashem gave Moshe the largest, the hin. V'amarle sha'er b'cha d'kanafki birutzin. Measured in a way that the birutzin, the overflow, would go out. That is all Rabbi Yochanan number one. Maybe the difference between them is birutze midos. The overflow of the that would go over the rim. Abaya Omar, second shot. No, t'kuli alma birutze midos, ikal meimor niskatsu, ikal meimor lo niskatsu. Bias said it could go either way. Whether that was Niskadish or not, the Beirutze Midos. V'hacha bimaleim kamiflagi. The machlokas here is bimaleim. The Pasuk tells us by the Nisim, Rashi quotes the Pasuk, Shneim maleim solas. Again, filled with oil, filled with flour, but it was also filled with oil. And so we're using this for the Midos Halach. Rashi says, "V'od de b'shar klilach." So the filled. So ma'ad amar mila mala lemata. According to the one that says you go from up to down, lowering the second view. We had kasav and maleim shaloy achaser v'shaloy osir. Right, that we want to make sure that it's exact. It's exact, and there's no more and there's no less. Meaning what? If you're going from a larger kli to lesser of a kli, when you pour it in slowly. And as Rashi explains here, there's no foam that would come out. No ufya. This is Rashi in the Ksav Yad. But if the opposite, if you're pouring from two smaller kelim into a bigger kli, there would be foam, and it would be a different measure. A different measure. Lo yechaser lo yoser, imanta amre, mimata lamala, mileyim shalo yechaser. Right? You can't have less. Avo yoser, mileyim karina bay, that would still be okay. If you look in the Rashi, Rashi again explains this. Rashi in the Ksav Yad, let's go this time. Bimileyim kamiflagi, fifth or sixth wide line. Dechsiv shneim aleyim solas. Vua delacholamidos tekra. Man dechashiv hin beresha, the one who goes from up to down. Ksavar mileyim shalo yechaser vishalo yoser, it has to be exact. Hilkach yase hin mitzumtzam. It has to be an exact hin. Umi menu yechavin shar hamidos lemidas hin. And then the other midos come from the hin when you pour from the largest to the smallest. The ef shalo olam shalo yushde midos ketanos kishemoda dolotoch achas gedola yaseiros aleha. But when you, because if you go on the opposite, the smaller to the bigger, pouring two kalim into one kli, that would be impossible to be so exact. Mipneha ufya. When you pour two into one, it will create foam, and that would change the shear. There wouldn't be any type of foam, and you'd be able to be to do it in an exact way. So 2 days in the Gemara, the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. All right, talking about pouring. Right, pouring is also something that is important halacha. Right, the Gemara talks about elsewhere. Pouring, like here, the Gemara talks about it's important. What are you pouring from? What are you pouring into? So we know in Yaradeya or in Hilchah Shabbos that also comes up. Yaradeya, if I'm pouring one thing into another thing, the Gemara talks about Imsachim Tata Agvar or Ila Agvar, which is the one that determines the temperature. Right, what if the top one that you're pouring into is hot and the bottom one is cold, or vice versa? Right, for Yoredeya, for taste transfer, or for cooking, Hilchah Shabbos, right, Tosfos in a few places. I'll read it to you from Shabbos, Shabbos Mem Beis. The Tosfos there quotes the 3 days about Irui, right, the poskin, the Bali Tosfos, 3 days about Irui. If somebody is pouring, let's say, from a Kli Rishon. If I'm pouring from a Kli Rishon onto an item on Shabbos, is that cooking? If I assume Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, like the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Mem, so Iri Kli Rishon, what is that considered? And if we think about it, it's out of the physical Kli Rishon as it's being poured, but it hasn't yet gotten into the Kli Sheni. It first hits the content inside the Kli Sheni. So what is that considered? So that's 3 days in Tosfos. How could you have 3 days? Either Iri Kli Rishon is Kli Rishon, either Kli Rishon is Kli Sheni, or Iri Kli Rishon is Mevashel Kidei Klipa. It cooks the outer layer. And we pass like the middle opinion. We pass it is Mevashel Kidei Klipa. And therefore on Shabbos, if you're pouring onto something that is subject to cooking, that's going to be usser. But it's Mevashel Kidei Klipa. If I'm pouring onto something that's not going to be cooked, let's say I'm pouring onto a plastic baby bottle with milk inside of it, and I want to warm it up. So it's Mevashel Kidei Klipa, the hard plastic is not being cooked, that'll be mutter, pour from a Kli Rishon, because that's not cooking the wine inside, the water, the milk inside with a Kli Rishon. But that's just as an example, Mem Beis, Amem Beis, and Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, Mevi Raya, De Irui, Kikli Sheni, Meha, De Kaimelon, Tatogvar, right, he blends the two sugyas, Tatogvar, right, the what's below is what wins. Ulari nirem di iri kikli rishon machlokas rashbam and the ri, and it brings a raya from Gemara in Maseches Zvachim. And if we look later on in Tosfos, the middle shita elavade lo mavasha lelekte klipa v'im iru roschem ala tarnagolas tzricha klipa klifa, you have to peel off the outer layer. The klisha tashmisho de iru kion kaaros yachalagila de irui kabola kapoto, could use irui for kashering. Also, if it's enough to treif up, it could be enough to kasher. Again, important sugyas about irui, but this Gemara also discusses that in terms of irui for measurements and amounts. But again, it comes up halacha in many other places as well. Good. Let's continue. Omar Mar, quoting the Brisa still. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now we'll get back to the Shemana Mishcha. Lo hayasham hin. So Rabbi Shimon says there was no hin. There shouldn't be a hin kli because you don't need it anymore. You only needed it once in history. Shaper Kamalu Rabbi Shimon Rabbanam. Isn't that a good taina? A good claim. Rabbi Shimon says we don't use the hin anymore. So why do you have a hin in the mikdash? V'rabanan have a hin to avad Moshe l'shemana mishcha. You have the hin that Moshe used. Dichziv v'shemen zayis hin. Marsav arkivan de l'doros lohavei. Tzarech l'fi shahu da'avdei v'ignaz. Rabbi Shimon says, because you don't need it anymore, so they hid it away. There's no reason to have it. And therefore, it was not needed. Interesting lashon of ignaz. Right? The Brisker Rav here says, so it was kodesh. Mashma that it was kodesh, if you needed geniza. Right? Why did it say ignaz? Just they didn't use it. It says ignaz. Right? So it was... You made the oil in there in order to sanctify all other kalim. Was it itself sanctified? It's like circular. You needed to make the Shemana Mishcha in order to sanctify. But that was used to make the Shemana Mishcha. So maybe it wasn't sanctified yet, but it's from the Gemara. It says, Ignaz, that it had to be put away into Geniza. So maybe Zegufa, right? Zegufa, it made it as it was being made. The Mikdash Shavit said maybe it was just Kedushas Piv. He was makdish it with his mouth, and that's, you have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere, right? Smicha. Smicha is, eno, samach mipi samach. It was the first one to get smicha. You have to start somewhere. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe smicha. I think it's smicha, but it just started with Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have to start somewhere, but that's the ha'ara of the achronim here, that it itself was ignaz. Ve'idach, and the Rabbanan say, kivin dahave, have. Once we have it, and therefore it could stay there, even though it is not needed. If you look on the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, right? Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam talks about in the first parak, he talks about all the kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, v'sheva midosh alacha yusham, and the Rambam paskins, we pass like the Rabbanan, hin, v'chatziah hin v'shlish is a hin, revias a hin, lo, chatzi lo revias, v'lama hayu, l'ma hayu, and he gets into what each of them were used for, and then he says, v'ein lanu davar limdod bo hin, v'lama hayasham, Hoil v'haya b'mikdash b'yimei Moshe shemadad bo shemen l'shemen ha'mishcha. Since it was in the mikdash, that's it. That's all he says. Because since it was in the mikdash, and therefore, why do we still have it? It was in the mikdash. It was used, right? The Rambam doesn't explain any more. Then he explains the chatzi log v'chulu. V'lo mebnei ma'isa meilu neskachol mebnei amalacha shal mikdash sharmarnu. Not for now, but that's what the Rambam says without going into more detail. That it was there. If you look in the Radvaz quotes our discussion, quotes our Gemara, Kiva Dahave Have, right? Once it's there, which the Rambam is possibly like. And then he says, Umistavra, Shafilu Bizman, Shalohaya Oso, Sha'asa Moshe, La'olam Hayo Osin Oso, Lezecher Ba'alma, Ava Bishlohay Meshamesh Klum. They had the exact Hin Kli for all the years in the Beis HaMikdash. The exact same one. So says Ravaz, you read the Gemara, maybe you would have gotten that impression. Ravaz says, maybe not. But even if they didn't have it, they made one Zecher. So it makes it even worse, so to speak. Right? Not only do they, oh, once it's here, it's here. Once that size Kli was here, that's why it would be used. V'hashta nicha demastisan shunuya afilu bezman bayesheni. Right? Even bezman bayesheni. Right? It's not dafka bayes rishon. Maybe they still had it. Bayesheni, they didn't have it. Right, so that's what the Radvaz says. Afilu bizman shelo haya oso sha'asa Moshe la'olam haya oso noso lezecher ba'alma. The Radvaz says they also would make one lezecher ba'alma. The Sefer HaChinuch, now getting into the mitzvah that the Rambam quoted also before, the Sefer HaChinuch counts as a mitzvah kuf zayin. The language, if you remember, of the Rambam was sheyihiyu, that there should be. The language of the Chinuch is la'asos. La'asos shemen ha'mishcha al ha'inyan shetzipsatar la'asoso shene'emar v'yasisa oso shemen mishchas kodesh. He interprets v'yasisa set to Moshe Rabbeinu as a mitzvah l'doros. K'moshe kasuv v'ako, and it's used k'moshe v'yeshimuchan l'mshoch bo kol kohen gadol, that it should be used to anoint every kohen gadol v'chein moshke bo k'sas malachim. Right, it's quoting from the Rambam. V'chein gamkein mashchu bo akelim shal beis hamikdash. V'litzarchu l'mshoch la'asid el avodi iskachu. It won't be needed in the future because avoda mechan chasan. Fine. The question is, what do you mean? There's a mitzvah to make it. We don't have to make it. Moshe Rabbeinu made it once, and that's it. right? And then there's an isser of using it. The next mitzvah, kufches, shalo yosuch zor b'shemen ha-mishcha. One is not allowed to use it. But either way, this is the language of the Sefer Chinuch. Rav Soloveitchik suggests, it's printed in one of the Masora journals in Tez Zayin, that maybe the mitzvah is to make it. It just so happens that if you have it, then you're pater, mishum ones. It's already fulfilled. But the mitzvah, conceptually, is still to make it. Right? Let's say something happens. Let's say Moshe disappears. Then there would be. But that's what he says. Amnamnira, dafilu mitzvah sasiyah shem anamishcha. No heges ladaros. It's a mitzvah ladaros. Umashalo aso bizman bayesheni zeo dinacher. Shekozman, sheshemen shaso Moshe kayam. Hari zepoter. Vaoser. Milaso shemen mishcha acher. Right, you can't use it. Kivan sheshemen sa'asa Moshe nignaz, ava mikol makom hu kayam. Lo shayach shuv v'chiyav v'heter la'aso shemen acher. Right, they hid it. They hid the oil along with the Aron, along with the matev of Aron and the bottle of mun. Right, they hid it. So it's still there. That's what it's a mitzvah to make it. It's still there. Ava l'nechinami, ikol ha'shemen sha'asa Moshe hayach yivu doros la'asosa. Rak denomar havtacha, the shemen sha'asa Moshe kayam l'doros. This is just a promise that it'll never be destroyed. But that's the idea. And he says, similar to what the Rambam writes about Shiva Amamin, there's a mitzvah to get rid of the seven nations. It's a mitzvah ladaros, even though Sancheru is mevalbal kol ha'umos. So we're never going to have that mitzvah again, because he was mevalbal all the umos. Still, it's not mugbelis l'zman, so you can still count it as a mitzvah ladaros. And that's how the Chinuch can even say, lasos, a mitzvah to make it, even though it will never come up that one would have to make it. The Minchas Chinuch here in Kuf Zayin, again, we discussed this in the Mitzvah Shiur many years ago, he talks about this idea of Noegas Ladaros or Ein Noegas Ladaros, and just two points that he quotes, fascinating, in the Minchas Chinuch. He quotes, the Nira Pashat, the Mashuach Milchama Eino Miskadesh Rak B'Mashicha. You used it for the Kohen Gadol. What about the Kohen Gadol who gave the pep talk, the Mashuach Melchama? That's a discussion. He's called Mashuach, but that might not mean anything, as we'll see in a second. Number one. Ubagam, he doesn't do any special avoda. Al kein vadai. Lo niskadish lin yichamisha dvarim rak b'mishicha v'yim kein. So what about b'bayisheni? B'bayisheni, there was no shemana mishcha, and he didn't do any avoda. So how does the mashuach b'lchama become mashuach b'lchama? V'yim kein b'bayisheni la'achar shenigrez atzlocha shel shemen lo haya klal mashuach b'lchama. Says the Chazal Chinuch, it must be you didn't have that position in b'bayisheni. And then he quotes Josephus. Umashanimsa b'yosifon, she Yehuda Maccabi, umatityahu kohen gadol ba'atzmo, hayu nimshachin l'meshuchei melchama, haynu d'hayu nikroim kem l'kavid, ava lo hayu lehem klal, kedushas mashuach melchama le'inin chamisha dvarim. He assumes they called them that, but he doesn't really mean it. They didn't have the halachic status of the mashuach melchama. Other achronim also talk about this, Rav Soloveitchik talks about this, that it was betoras, the Mashuach Melchama, but maybe not the actual. Good. And just in the continuation here in this mitzvah, he has one of the most fascinating comments that the Minchas Chinuch has in all of the Minchas Chinuch. Not that I'm such an expert, but it's gotta be one of the most, fascinating ha'aras. Ulich Ora! Ulich Ora, says the Minchas Chinuch, here in Mitzvah Kuf Zion. The Melech HaMashiach, Shemekuyam, Mekavim Anu, Sheyizkal Merav Yemenu. Melech HaMashiach, who we hope will come every single day. Kivan diya mizera Shlomo dor achar dor, where he's going to be from the family of David and Shlomo. Imkein hamalchus Yerushalo me'esha paska malchus v'ein tzorach mashicha. Technically, if it's ben achar ben, you don't need mashicha. Ava bisham paska malchus b'avodasino harabim makam adoros. Even though there's been a break, it's still not a hefsik b'Yerusha. It's still going from David and Al's family. Imkein tekef shemardi Yisrael b'rachavam, b'lo kibbol olema malchus, imkein afilu ma'i rachavam v'zar malachim, shricha mashicha. Gam melech ha-mashiach mizaro ye... I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Achim nomar dehaba mikoach mishet zorach mashichu, gam kin zorach mashicha. If you say that, well, if you come after someone needs mashicha, so maybe when the Bnei Yisrael were moed in Rechavam, we know, even if it's ben achar ben, but if there's a machlokas about it, maybe you need mashicha, maybe he would need mashicha. Ach sheshalom ve'emes ye biyamav, but when he comes, it's going to be shalom. So, unclear. But he says, maybe Mashiach won't need mashicha. That's his ha'ara. Right, we call him Mashiach, waiting for it to come. but maybe he might not need Mashiach. Okay, but again, this is a discussion. What, maybe one final ha'ara. Again, because this is a fascinating topic, all of the Shemen HaMishcha issues, the mitzvah of making the Shemen HaMishcha, and the iser of smearing the Shemen HaMishcha on, and a separate iser, the three losas, three mitzvahs. Mitzvah say to make it, or to have it. Los say to use it. Los say to make it. There's a los say to make it. That's mitzvah kuftes. And that's where the Minchas Chinuch also discusses, according to the opinions that say, e efshar letzamtzem, a sugya that we'll have to come back to in Meseches Becharos, Beis Hashem starts on Erev Pesach, Meseches Becharos, says the Minchas Chinuch, we can't be so exact as human beings. We just said Malachim can be exact. That's when the Malachim came down and split it. But we can't be so exact. So how can we ever violate this? This is Daraisa. Right? So this is Daraisa to make it in the exact same way that Moshe Rabbeinu made it. But if we're not Malachim, it's impossible for us to make it in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu made it. So we'll never violate the Isser. So what kind of Isser is this? It's never Lamaisa. That's the Menchas Chinuch Kasha. He says, Heichi kan mishkaches chiyah ba'oz Hashem and mishka. Kiva detzrichim lios yeikar and mishkal hazeh below tosefes oblo giron. Imkin kishem it's samtzeim. Right? Ika, there, you might make more, you might make less. So, if y'all the yefshal it's samtzeim, so then how is it that one would ever violate this iser? And he says that, be'emes lo kasha, because when it comes to mitzvos and averos, as the Gemara says elsewhere, lo nitna tor la malachi asharis. The Torah wasn't given to angels. And therefore, when it comes to a mitzvah and aveira, Hashem knows. We do the best. Even if you say yesh al etzamtzeim in other areas of halacha. What? Yesh al etzamtzeim, therefore, we'll never know whether we're yotzei the mitzvah matzah, the shear of matzah. Yesh al etzamtzeim, so Bezdin will never know whether somebody ate a kezayis of treif to give them malchus. Of course. Lo nitna Torah l'malachei hasharis. Im kein kol makam shetzivsa Torah lasos b'midu b'mishkal, hakol lefi das ben adam lefi sichlo. Im etzamtzeim kasher. Hein linyan mitzvah. Hein le'inyan chiyuv, and therefore, obviously, b'das ha'adam talya milsa. V'atorah tzivsa lanu kein. Aval b'mitzvah she'ena mitzvah tzuliyah b'shir. Rak ha'mitzvah hi b'fnei atzmo kegon bechor. Ach ira she'elu ein anu yodah b'vadim eshel etzamtzeim. That's where there's a machlokas, when it's about a reality, separate from the person, not what a person is doing. So, even though you have to use the exact measurements, it's enough to be considered exact measurements in our case. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Mar, about five lines up from the Mishnah. The Esmi Avitachtov, when Rishimin takes out the hin, he says, what am I going to put in its stead? Lo Sagi Lamayil? What, there's no way that he doesn't put something in? So he won't. He'll only have six. Why does he need seven? Kedam Ravina? No, there's a Mesorah. Gemiri, Shtei Smichos B'tzibur. Just like we have a Mesorah about, there are two Smichas that are done on the carbon, by the carbon Tzibur, right? That's in the, we'll have that Mishnah, Beis Hashem, later on. And that's Tzadi Beis. Tzadi Beis Aman Aleph, we'll have the Mishnah. All carbon Tziburs don't have Smicha, except for two. Right, and that's the Mesorah. So just like there's a Mesorah about that detail, Hakanami Gemiri Sheva Midah Shalacha Yibam Mikdash. A little unclear what exactly is the parallel between these two halachas. There's a lot of Gemiris. We know a lot of things. Right, this is by the Mincha, and this is by the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, either way, there's a Mesorah that there are seven. That's why he has to be Mashlam one. Rablazer Bat Sadok, Omer Shnazos HaYibahin. Rablazer Bat Sadok said in the Mishnah that there was just one Kli, and you had markings in the Kli, like our measuring cups. But Lesley Sheva Midos, he doesn't have that Mesorah. Lesley, no. He does not have that Mesorah. V'ibayisema, my sheva midos, sheva mididos. Or he did, but he had a different understanding. Seven measurements, not seven kalim of different measures. Gemiri also here is not 100% clear. What does it mean? Gemiri, does that mean from Moshe Rabbeinu? Remember the Rambam in the beginning of Takdamot Tibir Shemeshnayis. He says, five categories of Torah Sheval Peh. The first two have no machlokas. And they both have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, Devarim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, Category 1, and Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Category 2. But both of those, the Rambam says, are not subject to argument. So Gemiri here is subject to argument. Right? I mean, there are problems with the Rambam. Also, others point out that even some Halacha Moshe B'Sinai seem to have an argument about it. But Gemiri is an argument right here, so Rambam here wouldn't be a problem. Rambam would say Gemiri just means an ancient Mesorah, but not in those two categories of Pirushim HaMakubalim and halachos shebisinai. Right, Pusha Mekubalim, if you remember, Esrog being a pre-Eitz Hadar, and Ayin Tachas Ayin being money. Right, the Rambam says those are. How are those different than Halachos Shebisinai? A, the Gemara never calls them that. And B, if you have 1,000 years, you could probably figure out those halachas. They're not so abstract and theoretical that we would never have thought about it ourselves. Pre-Eitz Hadar, okay, Esrog is a Pre-Eitz Hadar. Or, you know, eye for an eye, many countries, many societies have an eye for an eye money, not literally. But Halachos Shebisinai, those are categories, the Rambam says, that we would never figure it out. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? What was Shiurim, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, and all the other types of Halach Moshe B'Sinais. Good. Says the Mishnah. So, now that we have the Midos, we have the 2 and the 7, what were they all used for? What were they all used for? So, a lot of these answers are from Psukim in the Torah. But we have to put it all together, so the Mishnah puts it together for us. Most of this is a Torah Shebichzav already. But again, some of it is Torah Shebichzav also. Revius. So we'll start off with the Revius Halog. Revius Halog Mahaisa Meshameshes. What was the Revius, the quarter of the Lug used for? So we're going with the smallest to the biggest. Revius Halog Mahaisa Meshameshes, Revius Mayim Lemitzora. The water that was used in the Taras Hamitzora, that was Revius Mayim. That was the shear. We'll talk about exactly where that was done. Revius Shemen Lenazir. The Revius Halog that was used for the oil to mix in with the Lachamim of the Nazir, the loaves of the Nazir. That was the Revius. Chatzilog, Mahaya Mishamesh, Chatzilog, Mayim, Lesota. The water that was taken for the process of the Sota, Lavara HaSota, and you put Hashem's name in it, Shem Hashem Nimchak, Hashem allows His great name to be erased in order for Shalom Bayis. Right, that's this water. This water that was taken, Lesota. Again, a lot to talk about. We'll see you later on at this time about Shalom Bayis issues. The Chatzi Log Shemen Latoda, half a log of oil was used for the Lachme Toda. Ubelog, Hayamodi Lachal HaMenachis. And the log, the full log, that was for all Menachis. Right, each Yisaron gets a log. Afilo Mincha Shal Samach Yisaron, Nosin La Samach Log. Right, even if there's a mincha that one is minadev, 60 isaron, right, that's the most you can put in one kli, remember, because in terms of being mixable, so you give 60 lug, right, 60 lug, parallel. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov omer, no, afilu mincha shel samach, isaron ein la ela luga, shenemar le mincha velog shaman. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says you always use one lug, that's it. Shisha, right, the shisha, that is the lug, lapar, the arba'a, lug, la'ayil, v'shlosha, lekevis. Right, these are all different the measurements, and Rashi works out these shisha lugin is really chatzi ahin, 4 la'ayil is a shlishis ahin, and 3 la'keves is the revius ahin. That's how these work out. Shlosho mechza la menorah, chatzi lug l'kol ner. 3.5 for the use of the lug for the menorah. You split it up into 7, half a lug for each of the candles. Fine. Yosef Rebbe v'ka kashile revius lama nimshecha. Why was the revius halug Nimshecha, why was it made kadosh, right? The Mishnah said it's used for the water of the Mitzorah, the oil for the Nazir. So, the Gemara says, but 1 second, E-Mitzorah, if it, you're talking about the Mitzorah, Chutzu, that's done outside. Where does the Mitzorah start the process of becoming Tahar? He's outside the Machaneh. So you have to sanctify that Kli? It's all the way out of the Beis HaMikdash. So, Chutzu. So, if it's really like what the Mishnah says, the water for the Mitzorah, it shouldn't have to be Nimshach. V'i Nazir, Lechem Nazir, B'shchitas Ailu Dekadosh. And also, if it's for the Nazir, that Kli also shouldn't have to be Nimshach, because the whole thing doesn't become Kadosh until the Shchita of the Ayil, right? The Shchita of the carbon that goes with the bread sanctifies it. So, ultimately, why did those Kalim have to be Nimshach? So Amar Lei Rabbi Chia Sheba Hayamodi Lechavite Kohen Gadol. Really, it's something not mentioned in the Mishnah, right? It's you use that to measure the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Revius Shemen Lekol Chala V'Chala, a revius of oil. If you do the math, like we had earlier, a revius of oil was used for each and every chala, and that's why it had to be nimshach. Kari Alei, and when Rabbi heard this from Rabbi Chia, he said, "Oh, Me'eretz Merachak Ish Atzasi." From a far land, from a distant land, is the man who gives me now sound advice. Right, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah. The Rebbe Chia came from Bavel, therefore, right, Rebbe was very excited. I'm not sure exactly why, but on this Amud, there are some amazing things said from one Tana to another, and the other Tana always responds with a Pasuk. Right, Dafka here, why is that? But a couple of them in a row. Right, the Godless of Rebbe Chia. There are other Gemaras that talk about the Godless of Rebbe Chia. Right, Rebbe here is very excited by Rebbe Chia. Remember the Gemara Bamitzia on Daf Pehei, also is in Ksubis, two places where the Gemara talks about Rebbe Chia and Rebbe Chanina arguing. Rebbe Chanina says, if Torah is ever forgotten in Israel, I'm going to get it back with my pilpul. And Rebbe Chia says, I'm going to make sure that Torah is never forgotten in Israel. And what does he do? He plants and he catches deer and he takes the cloth and gives us six, splits it in 11 parts and six kids learn the Mishnayos and five kids learn Torah. And he goes through the whole process and he gives the extra to the Aniyim and va'avdi li Torah, delo deshtakech, Torah mi Yisrael. I make sure that Torah is not forgotten. Again, we're not doing that Gemara justice right now. But what does the Gemara answer? Hainu, at the last line of that Gemara, Hainu da'amar Rebbe, kamigdolim ma'isechia. Just like here, Rebbe is saying about Rebbe Chia, he's amazing, right? Rebbe, but so too, there, he was very impressed. Kamigdolim ma'isechia, Rebbe looked at Rebbe Chia in a very special way. The question on this Gemara is, what did the Gemara just say? The two in the Mishnah didn't work, it's really for this. Why did it mention this in the Mishnah? Why isn't the real reason given in the Mishnah? So if you look in the Tiferes Yisrael, the Tiferes Yisrael right here says, "V'lo huskar davar zeh b'mishnah, de Rebbe shachacho." Rebbe forgot the real reason. V'hizkira Rebbe Chia, Rebbe Chia reminded him, "Acher shesider Rebbe kfar ha-mishnah, de kfar ha-isa shkura kach b'fi talmidei Rebbe." What is he saying? He writes this elsewhere too. The Mishnayos were already organized, and everybody knew them by heart, and said them maybe, in a sing-song. We have that elsewhere. So Rebbe didn't want to change it, right? The Tiferes Yisrael says this elsewhere also regarding the concept of Chisura Mechsura. So why didn't they change it, Chisura Mechsura? Right? Why do you have to leave it in a way that could be misunderstood? Because the Tanaim already knew the Mishnayos in a way by heart. So to change it, it's not wrong, it's not just not fully the answer. So the Tiferes Yisrael says that's why it was, not mentioned. There are other answers given too. I saw the Taras HaKodesh has another answer, but we'll leave that for now. Next, Chatzi Lug Mahaya Mishamesh. What was the half lug used for? Again, Yosef Rebbe Vekakashale, Chatzi Lug Lama Nimsha. Oh, I'm sorry, just to point out, there's a difficult Rashi on top. Rashi says, it was Bachutz. What does Rashi say? It was by Nikanor, Shar Nikanor. That's where it started. The Metzorah was outside the Machaneh. Wasn't by Nikanor, which is right outside the Azara. So, a little Tzarech Ian on that Rashi. What does Rashi mean? The Mishnah Melech points that out. But if you look at Rabbi Gershom here also says Nikanor and the Haggah. There's a Haggah on the Rabbi Gershom that says Tzarech Ian. Right? Rashi the Ksav Yad says outside the Machaneh. Right? So what does it mean here that it was used, right? Shar Nikanor, that's not where the Metzorah started off his process. Okay. Chatzi Lug Mahaya Mishamesh. Yes, Rebbe Vekakashale. Chatzi Lug Lama Nimshach. Why did the Chatzi Lug have to be Nimshach? Isota. If it's for the sota water, as is mentioned, v'chi chulinu or chutzu desrichalik dushe mayim kadoshim ksiv. You don't need this kli to sanctify the water. You took water from the kior, so it was already sanctified. You don't need this kli to sanctify it. Tosa says, oh, so maybe though you can't put already sanctified water in a kli chol either. Right, so maybe that's why. So Tosa points out, no, you only find that principle by something that is going to be hukrav al gavi amizbeach. So that's going to be hukrav on the mizbeach, and it's ready kaddish, you can't put it in a kli chol. But this water is not going to be hukrav. So the only reason you would need a kli shareis is to sanctify it. And here you don't need that. So e toda, lachvi toda, mishkalis hodu, the kashi. Similar question. So amalei Rabbi Shimon b'Rebbe. So Rabbi Shimon, his son told him, shaboya machale, chatzi luk shem, lakol ne'er v'ner. You used it to split up the oil for each and every candle in the menorah. Amar lo, ner yisrael kachaya. So again, he's very excited by that statement. He calls him Ner Yisrael. Ner Yisrael has a little play on words. Good. Achronim also point out here, so the Klechemda and the Avnei Nezer, about the lighting of the menorah, obviously is counted as one mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvos. But is it counted conceptually as seven mitzvahs or one mitzvah? Seven or one. If you have to measure each one in a separate kli, we know from elsewhere that if you need a certain shear for something, you can't use two smaller kalim to measure to get to that one shear. So the fact that you use a measuring, the Klei Chemda points out, this shear for each of the cups, maybe that shows that each cup is somewhat conceptually a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah, and that's why you could use it for each and every one. Again, it's, right, different than the Lesenir's Chanukah, if you want to just compare it. Okay. But again, it's a big topic which we don't have time for right now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi, Ner Shekavsa, Nidashan Hashemen, Nidashan Apsila, a ner, the candle that went out, right? Rashi points out before the time, that before the Or Hayom, so Nidashan Hashemen, Nidashan Apsila. To clean out the oil, you have to clean out the oil. You have to clean out the oil, clean out the wicks. Meaning once the it goes out, you have to clean out the whole thing. Ketzad Oseh, Meitiva, Venosei Hashemen, Umadlika. You have to clean it out, and then put more oil in. Yasser Rabbi Zrika Vakami Boile. So let's say it went out too early. Again, not the one that there's a promise that it will never go out, the Ner Ma'aravi, but the other ones, there's no promise. So when you clean it and you relight it, how much oil do you have to put in? Kshunosim b'shemen, kamida rishona, o kamisha chesra. Do you have to put in the exact amount like that you put in as if when it started? And that is, as we said, a chatzilog, or just the amount that's left for the night. Rabbi Yermi, yapshita, the kamida rishona. It has to be like the first one because you don't have kalim, all different sizes. First of all, you don't know how much exactly. And if you want to measure it, there'd be a lot more kalim that you would need. Again, he says, great job. Again, quoting a pasuk, he is very excited. Also, we don't have time to fully develop it. Well, hopefully later on in the Masechta, what is the mitzvah of Hatavas Haneros? That is a major machlokas rishonim. There's a mitzvah to light the menorah. Is there a separate mitzvah to clean the menorah? Is that a separate mitzvah? Is that a, well, there are different stages. There's cleaning out the used, there's putting in the new, and there's lighting. Three elements. So the third is for sure a mitzvah. What about the cleaning out? What about the setting up? Nafkamina, what could a czar do? Right, could a czar do all of it? Is there a mitzvah, you know, by, do you have to do it all every day, every night? The Rashba, the Rambam, they all discuss these issues about what exactly is the mitzvah. So we'll have to come back to that. Itmar, Nami, Amar Bivo, Amar Biochanan. Right, if you say a czar could light, even light it, so then obviously that's the most extreme. Just get into the issue of the Minchas Chinuch. How could a czar light it if he can't walk into the Heichal? Right, it's just a problem. Itmar, Nami, Amar Bivo, Amar Biochanan. Rami, Amar Bi Abba, Amar Bichanina, Amar Rebbe, Ner Shekavsa, Nidash Hashem, Nidash Hapsila, Ketzad Otze, Meitiva, Venosei Hashemen, Kamida Rishona, Uma. Right, so you see, you put in the original amount. Amar Rav Huna Bar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ner Shebe Mikdash Shal Prakim Ave. The Ner in the Mikdash was Prakim. What does Prakim mean? Rashi has two deyas. The first deya is that it was a little flexible. It was pliable. So when you had to clean it, you could bend it down. Ksavar Ki Ksiv Kikar Umiksha Amenorah V'Neiro Seha Ksiv. It goes on the menorah and its neiros, meaning it's not detachable. It's just pliable. So the miksha that has to be made out of one solid piece is referring to everything, even the neros. Kiva the miboy hatava, because since you need to clean it, ilav de prakimavi, lavimataivale. Right? If it wouldn't be so flexible, so then you wouldn't be able to clean it. So that's the statement of Rav Sheshes, that it was flexible and pliable. So meisvei, ketzad ose, misalkan, but what does the price say? Misalkan, you remove them. You take them out and you clean them, but also b'shem and amadlik. Then you put them back. Clear that they're detachable. So who the amar ki aitana? So machlokas tanoim. Machlokas tanoim about the menorah. What words? Is it detachable or just flexible? The tanya chachamim omrim lo hayim azizin osamim koma. They wouldn't move it. Mechladi boile la zuze masi mazizla. What they, if they wanted to, they would have moved it. Ela ema lo haisa zazimim koma. They couldn't move it. Umar Chachamim, Rebbe Lazar, he, and who are these Chachamim that say it was one piece? Rebbe Lazar, Detanya, Rebbe Lazar, Tzadik Omer, Kimintashal Zavayel Al Gaba, it had a golden, piece on top, covering it so that dust wouldn't go in, each of the candles, Kshumitiva, Doka, Klapi Pia, Kshinosin, Bashemen, Doka, Klapi Rosha. You would push it to the side in order to clean it out and to put the oil in. A little bit more, Uwipluk, Detani Tanoi, same machlokas here, Detanya, Menorah, Vene Roseha, Bozman, Akikar, Ve'ein Malkachehu, Machtoseman, Akikar, the menorah and its Neros were from the one piece, but not the kalim that went with it. Reb Nechemya Omer Menorah Isabah Menakikar Velo Nero Seha Umalkochel Machtosebos Menakikar. But the Neros also were not from the Kikar. B'mai Kamiflagi. And what's the Machlokas about? B'haikra. The Machlokas that understand the following pasuk. Titania Kikar Zov Tar Yaseh Usa Lamadu Menorah Shabah Menakikar Minayin L'Rabos Nero Seha Tamalomar Es Kola Kalim Eile. You're included. The other kalim that went with it, the tongs, the shovels, tamalomar osa. Divrei Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya says, one piece the Neiros. Kasha de Rechena de Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya seems to be on opposite sides. Treitanai Aliba de Reb Nechemya. Period. That's the first Shita. Guess we'll stop here, but, you know what, let's just try to quickly finish, and then we'll start with this tomorrow. Rabbi Shua Bekarcha Omer, Menorah Bar Menachikar, Vein Malkochah Amakla Seven, Neiros Seah Bas Menachikar. They were not included. Even the Neiros were detachable. Delamani Mekayim Es Kol HaKelim Ha'Ela, so what are included in that? Sheyo Kelim Shel Zah. They should all be gold. Not that they should all be one piece. Zah Vehedik Sivbo. We know that from the other Pasuk that they should be gold. V'yasisas Neiros Seah Shiva, V'he'alas Neiros Seah, V'he'ir Alever Paneha. It should light up. Umalkacheha, umachtaseha, zahav tahar. You don't need this project to tell me that they're gold. Lotznitzrecha ela lepi neiros. Even the edges of the neiros, the tips that you might have thought does not have to be gold. Why? Sakada de chamina hol lepi neiros ashchuri mishchar. They get blackened. Ador achasam amonashe Yisrael. The Torah is Rachmanis. Therefore, maybe the top doesn't have to be gold. Belevitzav kaldehu. Make it of any type. Kamash malan. Kamash malan. No, that also has to be part of it. Just one interesting ha'ara, I saw the Dvir HaKodesh discusses, never really thought about it before, right? Let's say somebody has a beautiful silver menorah that they use, Chanukiah for Hanukkah. And what do many people do? They put in glass or plastic holders and they put the oil in there. When I light that, am I really using the silver menorah as hiddur mitzvah? Maybe that's just like lighting, you have a silver table and you're putting glass cups on it. Who says that's hiddur in the mitzvah? Right? It's separate. It's detachable. It's not really part of the menorah, not part of the Chanukiah. You have a beautiful, gorgeous silver Chanukiah, and you put separate things on top, which you remove every day, and you put it back and forth. So is that really part of the halakha? Is that really part of the mitzvah? But it says, you see from this Gemara, that in the menorah itself, there was detachable. At least according to some deists. And it doesn't say anything wrong, that was not part of the lighting of the menorah. And therefore, it says that Dvir HaKodesh here, Lachara ikri de hidlik meneiros v'lo b'menorah. V'ari Torah Amar lasas menorah b'din halakha b'menorah. Emkei yesh lomer, it must be. K'sheminiach sechuches b'menorah d'chanukah shel kesef ikri halakha b'shel kesef. That's what it's called, because it's called lighting the menorah. And therefore, what everybody does, the menagolim is okay, and it's still called part of the hiddur. Again, there's a lot more here, but we'll have to stop. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Yosef ben Avram Alevi Shachna by the Gittelman family. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you.